The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Panthos, Paul and his companions set sail and arrived in Perga in Pamphylia. But John left them and returned to Jerusalem. They continued on from Perga and reached Antioch in Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they entered into the synagogue and took their seats. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent word to them, "My brothers, if one of you has a word of exhortation for the people, please speak." So Paul got up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow children of Israel, and you others who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arm he led them out, and for 40 years he put up with them in the desert. When he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance at the end of about 450 years. After these things, he provided judges up to Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king. So God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed him and raised up David as their king. And of him he testified, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish.' From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not. Behold, one is coming after me, and I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet.' The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The favors of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, 'My kindness is established forever. In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness.' Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may always be with him, and that my arm may make him strong. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and through my name shall his horn be exalted. He shall say of me, 'You are my Father, my God, the rock, my Savior.' Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, 'The one who ate my food has raised his heel against me.' From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to focus on the letter from the Acts of the Apostles. And when we focus on this, I just want to focus on this one line. And he talks about King David. And he says, "I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish. Now, what does that mean? What are they saying about David? That David's desire, a man after God's own heart, has the same desires that God has. He has the God desire inside of him. So whatever God desires, he desires. And then he not only desires it, but he carries it out. Who will carry out my every wish? This is what we need to aspire to, that we too need to be people who sit there and desire what God desires, and not just desire it, but live it, to carry out his every wish. Now, again, David is a character and a half, is he not? I wrote a whole book on David called Be a Man. It was about what he says. And Be a Man, it's called Be a Man. Why? Because it's the last things that, last words that King David said to his son Solomon before he died. He says, I'm about to go the way of all flesh, which means he was going to die. But he said to Solomon, but take courage and be a man. Now, David could say this at the end of his life. And he desired God's will, and he carried it out most of the time. But at the same time, David was a murderer, right? Remember Bathsheba's husband? He was an adulterer. Remember Bathsheba? He could be angry. He could be all kinds of things. And yet God would still say to him through Paul, 2,000 years later, here David was a man after my own heart. That should give all of us comfort. I know it does me. That I am a very weak and sinful person. And yet God still can use me. And God can still use you. Ask him this day that you would desire what he desires. And you would live his holy will. That way, 2,000 years from now, someone might say of us, here was a man or a woman who was after God's own heart, who desired to live his will. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.